Now, what did your dad do when you were born and
Well, he actually, when I was born, he was managing the hotel. I think previously he did other things like they went to Canada and worked in the fish industry. And I think the mom mentioned picking hops,
was that
Salem
in
Way.
Canada as
This,
well,
no,
or
that
was
was
this
in Oregon.
okay?
That's
Probably
how
the
they made
Willamette
money.
Valley,
Yeah.
yeah. So tell me about the apartment that your dad managed.
Well, it was a very old apartment. It was named Cam Apartment. It was three stories, and I heard that it was an old courthouse at one time. We had ceilings that were very, very high, nothing like the ceilings that we have now. And I remember my dad wallpapering the rooms in the hotel. Actually, it's called apartment because people came and stayed, and some of them stayed with us a long time, and some of them would stay just for maybe a week or so. But it was nice because we had so much room to run around.
Right, so you had how many rooms in the
We had
hotel?
actually three rooms. We had a living room, a bedroom, and a kitchen.
Okay, so what was it like to grow up there downtown, but you didn't have a yard to play
Yeah,
in?
so we played around inside, and when it was wet outside, when it rained, we had to play inside, out in the hall. I remember having a tricycle and riding it around in the hallway. And when it was nice, we played out in the street, right in front of the apartment.
Did you ever go down to the waterfront, to the Willamette River?
Yes. I remember going down to the waterfront when they had the Rose Festival and seeing the ships from Japan.
So what kind of a person was your dad? How would you describe his personality?
I think he was pretty easygoing. We were rather spoiled, probably because he was old enough to be our grandparents' age. So whenever we asked for something, we usually got it. And when we were little, he used to buy actually he used to buy our clothes, our coats and shoes.
Your dad did that rather than your mom.
Rather than my mom.
How
Yeah.
much of an age difference was there between your mom and your dad?
Well, I figure somewhere between 20, something like 20 years at least. Yeah.
You told me that he was a meticulous
He was
dresser.
very, very meticulous. He always wore a hat. He always dressed in a suit and with a tie because he had a tie pin. For a Japanese his age, yeah, he even wore a ring, which was very unusual, I think. And he used to take us to Newbury's and buy us jewelry, yeah, from the dime store. Yeah, I think that's why I like jewelry so much. Yeah.
And your mom, what kind of a person was she?
Well, she was very quiet, and she had to do all of the hard work around the apartment, cleaning the rooms, making the beds, and so it was a lot of hard work for her. But she was very, very quiet, and she was always there for us.
So she went from working hard on a strawberry farm to
Yeah.
working hard in a
Yeah.
hotel.
Yeah, but I think she liked that better than being out, out in the field.
What was the makeup of the tenants who stayed in the hotel?
They were mostly men. They were bachelors or widowers, And and they'd come and go, but we had two that we became very fond of because they were there all the time.
And were these Japanese?
No, these were Caucasian. Okay. Uh-huh.
And what kind of a relationship did your mom and dad have?
I think they were, you know, despite their age difference, you know, I think they got along pretty well. Dad did the cooking and mom did the work. Yeah.
Since your dad was running the apartments or the hotel.
He was a manager, yeah.
Yeah. Did he speak some English?
He was able to communicate with the tenants, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Somehow he managed to learn English. He was even able to read the newspaper.
That's impressive, yeah. For an mm-hmm. Issei. And you have one sister?
Yeah, one sister.
And her name?
Jean.